From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Search teams in the Mediterranean looking for the Egypt Air jet believed to have crashed into the sea as it approached Cairo on a flight from Paris. Early reports said the plane's wreckage had been located near a Greek island. Those were incorrect. Egyptian Aviation Minister Sharif Fafi.
If you analyze the situation properly, the possibility of having a different action or having a terror attack is higher than the possibility of having a technical...
The Egypt Air jet with 66 on board disappeared from radar early Thursday. Plane's disappearance has received security concerns and renewed concerns months after a Russian passenger plane was shot down over the Sinai Peninsula. Russian plane crashed in Sinai in October, killing all 224 people on board. Egypt's military is carrying out operations against the Islamic State fighters in Sinai. The information came from the top U.S. General Joe Dunford, who spoke with a small group of reporters aboard a military aircraft en route from Paris to the United States. U.S. military has started to see connections between fighters in the Sinai, once viewed as an isolated force, and Islamic State militants across the Middle East. The Nigerian army is saying a second schoolgirl kidnapped by Boko Haram militants more than 2 years ago in a raid on her school has been rescued. Nigeria's military has been mounting an offensive since April to flush out rebel fighters. Boko Haram grabbed 300 schoolgirls from their dormitory in the northeastern Nigerian town of Chibok in April 2014, herded them away in the night. This is VOA News.